Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Angelo Acerbi from the Venice Festival, here with Jimmy Page. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so excited because, you know, the first 45 I bought in 1971 was a Led Zeppelin 45 when I was a very little kid. So having you here is really special to me. And I want to ask you, how is it to relive your life as in the film Becoming Led Zeppelin? Did you manage to remember everything? Or did you have to dig in?
I can remember so much in so much detail as well. I guess it's because it was something that I was really passionate about, and something that I formed the band, put the band together, not only writing the music for it, I was also producing it, so I was really super hands-on all the way through those years that there was a Led Zeppelin, because of two things, really, three things. One thing is the albums were coming out. The second thing is that then we would be doing these stage shows that were full of improvisation. Yeah. There were things, because we weren't recording our shows every night, but there were riffs and various ideas that would come out on one night. Say you're doing three nights in Chicago, one night there'd be all these sort of riffs coming out, another night Robert would be singing more in various areas, and there would just be, you had the freedom, and it's the freedom, but the confidence within that band of having four musicians that were that creative. You could just go out and continue this whole thing. It didn't stop. So if you went on stage, the whole part of going on stage was you didn't really know exactly what was going to happen in between going on and coming off. Because, not a shambles, this is just really living on the edge and creating music all the time. So then, coming off of those tours, when I was at home, then I was writing music for the next one. So I didn't stop.
The peculiar thing that comes out from the film is that you were a band that was just there for the music. You were still four passionate musicians. They wanted to play together. And they knew that together were able to create something special that was not existing yet.
Well, I think you're almost there. What it is about it is that I was looking for a band with four. I didn't want to have a band with just the guitarist and the other guys a bit player. So there was a lot of bands like that. I wanted each and every musician in it to be equally as strong. So then when they came together, they would feel the contribution by the others and up their game. Everybody is then upping their game. I believe that the first album, that the musicians, Robert Plant, John Bonham, or certainly John Bonham, but Robert Plant, myself, and John Paul Jones, had never played at that level of intensity as to their quality of how good they could play. But it all joins together into something really special.
Which was...
And that never stops.
I know. Yeah. You never stop. Well, thank you very much to Mr. Jimmy Page for having been with us. Yes, a very short but very intense...
long answer. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Perfect. Right. Thank you for having been with us. I'm Angelo Acerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.